New York City, please go easy on me tonight. New York City, please go easy on this heart of mine. 'Cause I'm losing my lover to the arms of another. New York City, please go easy on me. David Icke, the 90s Gary Lineker, announces in 1990, he is the Son of God. He is the Chosen One. And he sells out arenas. He still sells out arenas today off the back of this proclamation. My goodness, you have to do more nowadays to convince people that you're God. Nowadays, everyone is a wannabe God, aren't they? Well, recently, we have found a city, a country of gods in Ukraine. People who have found something inside themselves they did not realize was there. Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, a normal guy, showing the world how you can step up as a god in the darkest of moments. He's shown that we can all do better. We can find something we never knew was there inside ourselves. And let's not forget, he was nothing special. Far from it. He was an actor and a comedian. Actors and comedians, the most selfish, self-absorbed, narcissistic, backstabbing little bastards of them all. Apparently, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and then cried during his acceptance speech, Zelensky almost resigned, saying, "Oh my God, that's what a brave actor actually looks like." Zelensky then found a god inside himself. Almost as if we're being tested. Awful things are happening in the world right now. We're being tested, and the way to pass that test, rise up as gods like Zelensky. It's within our power to do something different to help out this world. So what can we do? What can we do to find the God inside ourselves? Well, as a minimum, as a starting point on your road to Damascus, don't aim too big. Here's what you should do at the start of this long road to find the God inside yourself. Because we all see people online saying, "Oh, what can we do to help? We're powerless. Hashtag Ukraine. If only I could do something." When you know that in real life, the people making these posts are cunts. So, I don't know everyone that's listening, but I know something about all of you who are listening. You're not a cunt all of the time. You're a cunt some of the time. Stop being a cunt some of the time. You're not like Putin. You're not cunts all the time. You're cunt sometimes. Stop it. Because the state of the world right now, it's awful, but it's also a chance, isn't it? A chance for us to change. A chance for us all to switch off Netflix, get off Facebook. But more importantly, stop being cunts and become more than we thought we could be. Become something more than human. More akin to gods. We can do so many things to fight back. Charity, raise money, take in refugees. But I think the most important thing we can do is recognize how lucky we are and be nice to the people around us. Change the way we relate to people and our loved ones. And in short, stop being cunts. There are so many ways to do better than we have done in the past, when we weren't tested. And now we've been tested, we can truly realize the greatness and the glory that exists inside us. And if we all find that greatness and glory and come together as one, if we come together as one glorious entity that can truly change the world for the better, haven't we in effect found God? And as I started this movement, well, I think I'm technically the main God. Where is my fucking arena tour? That's a love to you all.